Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 June 2020. And boy, we are in for a broadcast tonight. I mean, you might want to get your tape recorders out or get a copy of this show with your friends. We're going to talk to a guy named Craig Sawyer. This gentleman, ex-Marine, and some friends have been rescuing, even out of dog cages, young children who've been sold off for slavery, sex slaves, and other things. We're going to talk to Craig Sawyer in a minute. Before we do that, though, don't forget we are still offering the vaccine papers. If you want to have a little bit of protection, to offer up a little bit of a reason why you can't do a vaccine when the time comes, we're going to force it on you. We offer you the vaccine papers that list all the reasons why you can't do it, and along with paperwork they have to sign for them to give it to you. Now, they won't do it, obviously. And it probably won't stop them. They'll probably force it. If they want bad enough, they'll force it. I mean, Colorado right now, folks. Colorado passed a bill that the parents refuse vaccinations. The parents have to go to re-education camps. I'm telling you the God's truth. But at least for a few bucks for postage, $3 or $4 for a postage we'll send to you, it might help a little bit in a situation I don't know. But in my mind, it's worth a shot. And, of course, backyard medicine is still available. The book's still available. Grand Design Exposure is still available. Folks, we're telling about this thing called This Is How We Pay Our Bills. REM Sleep is still here, along with all the Strauss products. All those are here. And if you listen on shortwave, don't forget we're here on shortwave on 6115 right now. They called Melody Seastrom. With discount gold and silver, is paying for it. She's blessed this ministry tremendously. And folks, if you're not planning for your future with some kind of hard asset, you're in for a rough ride ahead in a very near future. You call her up at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you over. No, I don't make any money off of it. But folks, we're on shortwave now because she helps us. And also, if you listen on shortwave and it's not coming in too well, you can listen to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215. It's a repeat at 3215. So be sure and try to tune in. One more quick announcement. I got a phone call from a network that broadcasts a program every night. It's Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network broadcasts my broadcast program every night live out of Connecticut. And we're getting listeners, he said, in Russia and in Australia and New Zealand and Britain and other countries around the world. And I really feel honored that anyone listens to this program anywhere in this country, even next door. But those that listen overseas, this old hillbilly preacher, I appreciate that more than I can tell you. I really do. I appreciate it. And I hope you tell your friends about us. We're trying to reach people before it's too late. Folks, our nation is being turned into hell, just like prophesied in Psalm 9:17, and very few people even pay attention to it. The Supreme Court ruled today. The Supreme Court, you know that bunch of knuckleheads that they call themselves judges, ruled 6-3 that employers cannot fire sodomites and lesbians or transgenders because of their sexual preference. And Title VII is what they use to do that with. It's insane. It's absurd. But they passed it. They upheld it nonetheless. And now you're going to see these perverts taking over jobs, folks, as legal minorities. They're going to move in right now. Our nation is being damned every day. And most people say nothing and do nothing. And the churches in America today, the churches are about as useless as tits on a boar hog. And I didn't start it when I said that either. They're useless. If this kind of stuff doesn't make you angry, you're not born again. If you're not righteously upset with what you see happening, you're not born again. And a nice topic should make your blood boil also. Craig Sawyer has started an organization that I am so honored to have him on the program tonight to talk about. Our children, as you heard with our guest a couple weeks ago, with Nancy Bowser, when she was used for a child ritual abuse, when she was for satanic worship. That's the only part of it. Children young as 3 years old are taken out to be used as slaves, sex slaves, kept in literally in cages, put on the streets for prostitution, used as money-making machines. And what do most churches talk about? Waiting for the rapture. That's all they want to hear. You don't want to talk about anything serious because they'll quit donating to your church, you see. How do I know that? Because we've been struggling on this radio broadcast for 27 years, being on the radio, struggling to pay the bills every month because people don't want to hear the truth. You have to tickle their ears in order to get in their wallets. Hey, it's the truth, you may, if you want to. But I guess that's Craig Sawyer. Craig, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Pastor Butch.
You're more than welcome, and I'm going to start preaching there. I excuse me for taking so long, Craig, but I get angry when I see this stuff happening to my grandchildren, to their futures. It makes me very angry. What makes me angry than anything else is the people that sit back and do nothing and call themselves believers in Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for what you're trying to do. I admire you greatly for this. I wish you weren't far away. I'd like to shake your hand and buy you a hamburger or something. Because your organization is one of the few that I know of that's out there literally in the trenches pulling these people out of slavery. Tell folks a little bit about Craig before you start on what you do. Tell your background, where you come from, what you do, what you did. Give us some background about Craig.
Well, first of all, Craig is a son of a very sincere spiritual leader and pastor, Pastor David Sawyer in Spring, Texas. And he went all over the world on missions, and I watched him change the lives of countless thousands of people. And he went
Amen.
Into prisons and hospitals and on and on and on. And he was a fantastic pastor, loving father. And so that's the spiritual household and atmosphere in which I was brought up. And my dad had a lot of my folks, both a lot of visitors internationally, people that were smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain back in the 60s and 70s. And, man, all of it, these people visiting our home. And I grew up hearing about a lot of the persecution and craziness that we're seeing now. And so I knew that it was coming. I just still find it surreal to witness the things that I heard spoke about in my home as I was a young boy or toddler, you know, playing with my little G.I. Joes or Army men or whatever I was doing, hearing these conversations, now seeing it come to pass. It's very upsetting. And you talked about being angry, and you're right to be angry because the abuse to the innocent on this to this degree, it should not be happening. It's so avoidable, and there's so many people looking away that it is upsetting. So let me not get off my track. I'm angry with you, Pastor, is what I'm trying to say. So I grew up in Southern Texas, rough and tumble childhood, boxing, fighting with my big brother, riding dirt bikes, playing football. I was a defensive captain of a 5A football team. I was really into Southern Texas football, man. And then I went off to the Marine Corps and the SEAL teams, and I got decorated for heroic service at SEAL Team 1 and Desert Shield, Desert Storm. We captured the first prisoners of the war there, and I was the lead fast attack vehicle driver and for that program, and just became a sniper instructor. And then I got picked up for another team that we don't talk about, that they're calling SEAL Team 6 now, and the news, most people know them most for getting Bin Laden. So I spent most of my career at that team doing counter-terrorist operations that we don't talk about. And then I went into 5 years of federal law enforcement at the Air Marshal Service. And I thought that was a pretty good job and a way to be around as a father more when we started having children. And that career, I decided to walk away from it ultimately when I blew the whistle on a corrupt FBI executive. He was one of the top guys in the FBI before I think the FBI had ejected him. And he ended up at the top of our Las Vegas field office for the Federal Air Marshal Service. Anyway, he was ruining all of my best agents' careers, so I had a moral and ethical crisis on me. Either blow the whistle on this guy as a national security whistleblower, or because he was that hostile and doing that much intentional damage to all my best agents, or be complicit. And so there wasn't much decision to be made. I blew the whistle on him, and sure enough, he was too correct. He was too connected for me to really stay there and survive. He was allowed to retaliate against me, which is a felony crime. But all the five entities, the MSPB, OSC, FLEOA, the ICE Office Inspector General, they all failed me and did not intervene on my behalf as an actual.
Well, let me ask you this, Craig. You provide evidence to these organizations, but they still didn't stand with you?
Correct. Yeah, because they were all corrupt. And we found
that's an important point that you're making here, folks. That is what we have supposedly protecting us and our families. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it at the time. So it was very stressful expecting different entities to intervene in good faith on my behalf, because I was factually, ethically and morally and legally in the right to take the action that I did. And they each failed me, and the retaliation was allowed unchecked. It was very ugly, and there should be a movie made about it. But ultimately, I walked away to recover a sane environment for my wife and children. And I went overseas to start running high-threat mobile security for our government. And I could make more money there and not have my wife under this hostile environment where federal agents were abusing their authority to, tap our wire, tap our phones, our emails, stalk my wife and harass her when they were sending me out of town on bogus trips for no reason, repeatedly. So just to get out of that toxic environment of corruption, we moved out of Vegas and took control of our own lives. But so then I did. So 2 or 3 years later, I started learning that each of those entities, like the head of Office of Special Counsel, Scott Block, well, he didn't intervene on my behalf because he was corrupt and he got sentenced to 10 years in prison. But before, I think he spent a day behind bars, President Obama just stroked a pen and pardoned him and let him walk away without serving a day, even though he was guilty and convicted.
Oh, so, I'm laughing. If it's not funny, I mean, Obama himself is a sexual deviant, but go ahead.
Yeah. So that kind of lets you know what the game was being played there. So I was right to walk away and recover control of our life and regain a sane and happy environment. And so I did that for 10 years, high threat mobile security for our senior officials in the war zones. And then I started doing film and television work, ended up doing some counter poaching work in Africa. And then I got my heart broken when I learned about the extent of child trafficking being conducted in the continental United States, that it is a $38 to $50 billion a year criminal enterprise. That's $38 to $50 billion annually inside the United States just selling children.
I got to ask this question. Where is the biggest pocket of this corruption? What part of the country? East, west, mid, where's the biggest pocket?
It's everywhere, and it's most concentrated in the big cities, but they say Houston, or just north of Houston, is the very epicenter for it, and that's where I'm from. And so that's why I think God really broke my heart and ticked me off to this, because it was such an affront on my all-American lifestyle and culture and homeland. It felt so personal, like such an evil invasion of everything that I held precious and sacred, that I realized if my father were still here, he would have been fighting this for all he was worth, and the way that the Bible told him he should. And so I realized I had to do what I could. And I scanned my list of options mentally and thought, okay, Craig, with your background, federal law enforcement, the intelligence community, counterterrorism, what is it that you can do? And I realized, really, the biggest nuclear weapon I could bring against this attack would be to expose it, because it's a covert operation. People don't know that it's a $38 to $50 billion criminal enterprise, and they don't know it's the fastest growing criminal enterprise on earth, selling children for abuse, for murder, rape, torture. And so I realized, okay, the best way to compromise the enemy's covert mission, to rip the lid off of it and expose it and to ruin it for them, is to expose it massively, and a documentary is the best tool to do that. A quality documentary that walks the American public through it and shows them what they need to understand. Factually, on the scene, shows them what's happening. And so that's what I did with Contraland. So if everybody listening goes to the website, ContralandMovie.com, you'll see this movie, and there's links to it on whatever platform you could want to see it on, YouTube, Vimeo, BitChute, and I think maybe another or two. And we've got several in reserve in case big tech decides to get too hostile and start taking down or blocking more.
May I ask you this, Craig? Have you thought about putting this on DVD?
Not really, because it seems like it's outdated at this point. Anyone with a computer can access it online, but so many of the computers now don't even have DVD players as they're sold. So we haven't really seen the need or the push for DVD.
Well, the reason I'm asking, a lot of my listeners don't have computers. They don't want them in the house. They have no access to this. What if I would make a copy of that and burn it on DVD and offer it?
You'd be absolutely welcome to do that, and encouraged and thanked for doing it.
So I'm going to let my producer know about that. It's Contra. Run it by me again. Name the film.
Contra, C-O-N-T-R-A, Land, L-A-N-D, ContraLand.com is the website. And you're welcome to burn copies of that. You know, obviously, don't sell them, but if you were to give them to people, that would be a welcome thing to do.
I'll just ask for postage. I'll ask for it. It costs about $3 to mail them. So about $5-6 I'll ask for it, because I just cover postage and handling. I definitely want to get that out to people. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Maximum reach is the objective. We want to change the culture. The burden I believe God put on my heart was to alert the populace so that everybody knows the nature of this evil that's befallen us and is hunting our children, so that we can rally our culture to change, to go back to one that is protective of children, rather than a culture that is raping and abusing children, as has become.
And murdering 4,000 a day in the womb.
Yeah, it's not cool. So
it isn't cool.
We've got to change our culture. And so that's what I'm after, Pastor, is a cultural change. And Contraland is just a tool. It's a message. It's an information piece.
Well, let me ask you this, too. We're getting more detail on this minute, folks, because he's doing some good. Actually, he's had convictions. He's made some difference. But now, when you go to the feds for help, after your background with the feds, are they anxious to help you?
Yeah, it depends on which agency. Even the Bureau. I worked with the FBI, even though I took down one of their crooks. You know, they got a lot of crooks now. We see them on TV. I know a lot of good agents from the FBI. Heck, we've got one on our board who's one of my heroes. I absolutely, I can't talk this man up enough. And so his name's Bob Hamer. He worked, first of all, Bob's a good Christian man. He's conservative. He was a Marine, and he went undercover for the FBI doing all kinds of stuff as an arms dealer and an undercover. He posed as a hitman and a contract killer and drug dealer and everything else. And so he's made a lot of good arrests on behalf of the American people through his 30 or 33 years in the FBI. And one of the projects that the FBI sent him to go do was go undercover inside of NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association pedophile group that's legally allowed to exist. And they hunt children. They hunt boys.
Now, folks, listen to what he's saying. He's telling you the truth. These are sodomites. They're perverts. And they literally are now almost openly having children as sexual objects. And it's almost become, when the homosexuals started years ago, after a while the law quit even looking at them. They wasn't legal yet. But then we quit looking. Now it's legal to be a homosexual and a lesbian and whatever you want to be. And soon, if we don't stop this, pedophilia will be considered legal also. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, Bob got 8 convictions on their senior pedophiles there. And he's literally one of my heroes. So there's a lot of good people inside the FBI still. But we see Comey and Strzok and all the others, and they've just been exposed and caught red-handed. We can see a long list of crimes for which they are guilty. And so where is the prosecution? It dumbfounds me. It confounds me daily when our DOJ doesn't lock these guys away and let them wait in jail for their trials. So I don't know what's going on with our DOJ, but I know that every day that the biggest, most flagrant and overt crooks and anti-American subversives are not handcuffed and put away, they grow more bold, and we suffer the consequences for it.
Amen.
They attack our president more boldly and put him under more stress and slow him down, and we all suffer for it every single day that the DOJ fails to start taking our domestic enemies off the playing board. And we could.
Well, you know,
we've got the facts and we've got the evidence, and we could start taking them down like dominoes any minute, but we just haven't yet as a nation. It's very upsetting, the lack of enforcement.
Well, you know, you have to be frustrated because you have all the evidence, all that you need to make this happen, yet they won't do it. I mean, you're going to the people who has the job to do it, the duty to do it, but they won't do it. So I know it's going to be very frustrating. I mean, I know it is. Now, with the children that you worked with, I know you rescued a lot of children. I'd like to hear some cases, maybe you share with us, where you found some of these victims and what kind of conditions they were in when you found them.
Yeah, let me finish answering my first question, though, because...
Okay, go ahead, sure.
What the response is like, and I'll tell you that the feds and the local law enforcement that we've worked with have been fantastic. So HSI is involved. Sometimes we've got up to 9 agencies involved in each of our operations. So that's been a joint positive effort that any American would be proud of. And I want to congratulate them, thank them, and commend them for stepping up and being part of the solution. And in some cities, we've reached out to say, hey, do you want to run these operations and help take a lot of your predators off the game board? And they've said, yeah, we realize we got a big problem, but no. We don't want to run the operations because we don't want to upset our citizens by seeing the arrest and everything. So we're just not going to run the operations. And so their decision is to allow the predators to destroy their children, whom they have been paid to serve and protect. But no, they're not going to do that. They're going to look the other way because they don't. It's not politically expedient for them. It's not convenient. Now, I do hope that we overcome that with greater exposure. We're going to keep rolling Vets for Child Rescue is going to keep making arrests. We're going to keep making documentaries. We're going to keep banging out a series week after week and just empowering the American people with what's really going on and holding up as shining exemplars those who do step up and serve and protect in good faith. And then those
Amen.
Who don't can answer for their failure, their nonfeasance, their refusal and failure to act when clearly called for. They can have it out with their citizens, and they can lose their paychecks and get defunded and replaced by somebody more effective. But meanwhile, yes, many of them are responsive and doing great work. So we champion
Amen.
Those. Yeah.
Now, well, back to there's a gentleman in Ohio that you had to meet named Russ Dizdar. He's worked along
Russ
the same.
Russ is a friend of mine.
Okay, I've known Russ for years. Yes, okay. Yes, he's been on my program many times, spoke to us in our church groups and seminars. Super, super good
yeah.
guy.
Now, Pastor Bush, okay. he may be a good guy, and I haven't tasted Russ's cornbread, but I'll tell you what, I got my mom's Texican cornbread recipe mastered, and I don't think Russ could match it. So in that sense, he's a lesser man than me. Now, he's fantastic leader, and I've seen him do a lot of good for a lot of hurting people. In fact, he's helped my family, a distant family, with a specific issue that really Russ is an expert at. So I love him, and he's a champion. But, you know, I got to lord my cornbread thing over him because I think that may be the only thing I have that I can do that
Well,
with.
I'll tell you what. So, if you make good cornbread, you got a new friend. I'll be right there. But anyway, I love cornbread. But now, you've actually had cases where you've stepped in, and I want you to share some of the things that you've seen and how you've helped these children. And, of course, I want you to tell them how people can contact you, your organization, and help you do these things. But tell us about some examples you've had with the children that you work with.
Yeah. Well, our mission is to expose the problem to the populace and to combat the problem directly. So if you were to go and rescue a child, unless you have that child's parents' power of attorney, they could arrest you right there for kidnapping.
Wow.
So it's not that aspect of the mission is not something that we're welcome to do. So at least not in the United States. So what we do is we arrest the child predators because each child predator, on average, rapes or destroys the lives of 70 children each.
Wow. 70.
So everyone wow. that we take off the streets and get a meaningful conviction on, there's 70 children that won't be potentially average, that won't be subjected to that nightmare and damage. And a lot of these children, when they do survive it physically, they don't survive it emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. It just shatters their little minds. The trauma causes them to commit suicide. It's
oh my.
Absolutely horrible.
No doubt. So, hang on through the break, Craig. Hang on through the break.
Right.
Folks, the
okay.
next half hour, take phone calls. Any questions, comments, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen man.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, that theme song I played now for over 27 years says it very clearly. This is war. It's for the souls of men, women, and children. But it's also for the body and minds of women and children and men also that are hurting. And some of them right now, as we speak, all over the world, children are being used as sex slaves, tortured, sacrificed to Satan, literally sacrificed to Satan, and so much more. And I know, I realize that we murder in our country about 4,000 children a day, and that is a sacrifice to Satan, folks. That's exactly what that is. And now Craig Sawyer and his group, Vets for Child Rescue, are doing everything in their power to expose this. People arrested, put in prison. And these kind of people should be put to death, to tell you the truth. That's Bible, solid. That's solid Bible, folks. I'm not going to tell you anything isn't Bible. But then at least have been taken off the street because of men like Craig. Now, so you know for sure that you've worked with people that have been put in prison for what they've done. You've taken down, I would expect, some pretty well-known men, have you not, and people involved in this.
Yeah, we've gotten, so we just started this and 2017, and we've run three operations with law enforcement so far. And out of those three operations, we've already gotten 22 arrests with 100% conviction rate. So we've put away people who were active duty federal agents, criminal invaders, illegal aliens, whichever term you want to put on it, active duty Army recruiter, the FDLS senior church executive, and bus driver, and he came for two girls that he thought were 13. He wanted to have sex with both of them.
You said it was a school bus driver?
Well, he's a senior church official or member and a school bus driver. So he had access to the children through that capacity. And I want to say that I heard that the judge, even though they convicted him and he's supposed to be about a 30-year sentence, let him off because the judge decided, oh, he's old. I think he was 73 years old. And even though we've been notified by multiple members of his family since then saying, thank God you got him off the streets. He rapes kids like there's no, like it's a sport. And he's destroying little lives. You know, a lot of them, his own family and property, so to speak. And that the judge let him off, said, oh, he's old. What harm can he cause? I'm like, if he's back out, he is destroying little lives.
I guarantee you, yes. I guarantee you. Now, you said FDLS. Tell the folks what that is.
That's the fundamentalist Mormons, and they're the ones that...
Latter-day Saints.
Yes, sir. The largest child rescue operation in the history of the United States was in Texas. Forget what the name of that group was, but one of our staffers was on the investigation for all of that. And she said, man, what that group was doing there. Warren Jess or Jessup?
Yes, yes.
The guy that ran that. The way they treated children was absolutely evil. You don't treat children like that. The little infants, waterboarding them and slapping them repeatedly back and forth, waterboarding them until they turn blue and almost dead, and slapping them in the face and just knocking the stuffings out of them until doing it for hours and hours and hours, trying to break their will so that they would never cry again. And just not something that Jesus would ever condone, any of us would ever condone.
No.
So that religious group diverted off into like a cult and turned very dark and abusive of their children. And it's something that it's going on right under our nose. Under the religious liberty, they kind of,
yes.
The U.S. government turns a blind eye to it, but at some point we're going to have to go intervene because the children are being tortured there and raped daily. They're being used like slave labor, and it's just not anything that anybody who observed it would be okay with on any level. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, we arrest all kinds. So we don't care who they are, man. If they come and they incriminate themselves actively,
evil's evil.
To rape children, we're gonna arrest them.
Amen. So. Evil is evil. And where did most children come from? Are they kidnapped out of schools, out of homes, off streets? Where do they come from?
The most we're hearing is that about up to 80% of them are coming through child protective services.
Now that's what I wanted about the post. Did you hear that? CPS. 80% of these victims come from child protection services. And you are paying for this abuse with your tax dollars. And CPS is a very, very powerful organization. Local police won't stand up against them. They're afraid of them. CPS is one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. Now, I'm not saying there are not some good ones out there, that people out there to work with. I'm sure there are. But 80% of children are coming from CPS. You figure it out. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. Up to 80% of the children out there originally came through this. So it's unfortunate. And what I'm determined to, as we build out our nonprofit org here and have more volunteers and a greater investigative capability, because a lot of our volunteers, they're FBI veterans and CIA veterans and HSI veterans and from all different sorts of military special operations, intelligence agencies, and federal law enforcement, local law enforcement. So it's great that we've got this growing investigative capability, but I want to dig more into that. So it's usually a state-run entity, the CPS, and what we're hearing so far, and I've talked to people that have worked inside of CPS, and those people saw some mismanagement, but they didn't necessarily see any criminal abuse of the system. But we're going to investigate and find out what all the reports are about. But what I'm hearing is that the CPS will target a lot of low-income single mothers who may be trying to raise multiple of her own children and can't really put up a big legal defense. She is not very sophisticated, maybe, and she's not well networked. So she's vulnerable and she's an easy victim. So they will target her and prey upon her and say, this child looks a little thin. And I don't know if anybody's raised children. Some children just don't eat a lot. Our boy, he's always just been on the thin side. He just doesn't want to eat. And, we can't make him and we're not inclined to force him. But anyway, they'll take a child that's a little thin and say, oh, he looks thin, and this one's, her nose is dirty. We've determined that you're an abusive parent. We're taking your kids. Well, if that single mother doesn't have a big bankroll stashed away to hire a big attorney, she's got no recourse. They're powerful. They're just going to take her kids. They're the law,
yep.
And she's not. And hearing described is happening. And so the children get put into one foster home and then another one. And then another one, and the next thing you know it, nobody knows where the next handoff was, and then the children are out of the system entirely, and then they're on the black market just being sold by a piece of, like a piece of meat, like an abusive piece of property. Like, here, you want to torture this poor little soul to death? Go ahead. Here's it's $100,000. Take the kid and do whatever you want to do. We don't care. And so it's something that I think God is just disgusted by. And I think it's destroying the fabric and the soul of our nation. I think we have it on our plate to roll up our sleeves, face the problem. And I'm not saying every person has to put on Barney armor and go face these criminals, but every single one of us can pray for the children. Every single Amen. One of us can write letters on our, in fact, we've got on our website, vetsforchildrescue.org, we've got a template with a pre-written letter, and you can fill in the blanks and use that to send to your elected officials. And if you don't know who your elected officials are, there's a drop-down window where you can find a list of who yours are and what their addresses are and send it to them right then and there. So every one of us can write our elected official. We have that within our means. That doesn't cost us anything.
Folks. Betforchildrescue.org. Betforchildrescue.org. All right.
Yeah.
And
so
if people like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's we've got a bunch of empowering information on there, how the predators stalk children, you know, to teach your children and your grandchildren how the predators stalk them through their apps on their phones and pretend to be another child of your child's age and showing your child nude photos of themselves and getting your child to try to do the same in return, when really on the other side the whole time it's a full-grown predatory adult, usually a male predator. And then once the targeted child gets uncomfortable or doesn't want to do what the predator says, the predator starts scaring the child, threatening them and blackmailing. I'm going to show your parents these photos of you unless you do more. And the predator sells the photos online to millions of other predators. And then what a lot of people don't know is a lot of these apps that your children are chatting on, they think it's just with other children, but the predators can geolocate your child, not only to which town or neighborhood, but which house, which room in your house your child is sitting in. The predator can track and see where your child is. So we have to pay attention and safeguard our children. Satan is after our children. He's hunting them. It's an active thing. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise on earth. $38 to $50 billion a year they're making. So imagine how much activity has to be going on to generate more revenue than Chipotle Mexican Grill or then Starbucks or so many other of these large Fortune 500 corporations. We've got a serious problem. So what I'm trying to do is work with Congress and elected officials to stroke stronger legislation, harsher punishments for the criminals, greater protection for the children. I just want to stop raping children. Have people stop raping our children.
Amen. Well, now, so you say up to 8% will come from CPS. Do parents ever, and I've read this, I can't prove it, of course, you probably can, have parents been known to sell the children into this for drug money or whatever?
Yep. And that's a factual reality. I first learned about it in other countries, Southeast Asia, South and Central America, but then I started learning that it happens quite a bit in the United States too. And when you, now, it's not a loving, wholesome Christian mother and father selling their children. What you have are broken homes with stepmothers or stepfathers or just abusive biological parents or single parent selling their child for drug money. Usually it's the scenario. Now, there's a wide scope of what takes place across the board. If you looked at every case, you'd run into a lot of diversity. But a lot of it is abusive, careless, negligent single parent selling their child for their own selfish money and needs. It's just heartbreaking.
And what kind of money do they usually get for a child? What kind of money do you usually offer for a child?
Well, as low as $30 for a single short-time rape in a blown-out crack attic, crack house, or a rancid motel that's taken over by drug runners and gangbangers. And they talk about the like a gutter pedophile would go to, and you got 30 minutes with this child or whatever. So who knows what kind of deals worked on the low side there, all the way up to the elite, you know, ordering a child internationally of a certain ethnicity that they want for some sort of satanic ceremony or something, and or organ harvesting that maybe they, I don't know what all they would want the organs for, unless it was for a transplant or something. But so all the way I've heard it's $100,000 for a child. So it's just all bad. It's all bad.
So how prevalent is this in the upper class? We'll say maybe in the Hollywood crowd, or even in Congress. How prevalent is it?
I would say that if you're in big tech, like Silicon Valley, Hollywood, or Washington D.C., there is no way that each major figure does not know multiple people who are actively engaging in this.
Really?
Demonic activity.
So yeah. you're saying about any senator in Congress, been there any length of time at all, knows some what's going on?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they would have to. There's no way to avoid it. It's so prevalent. Now, they may not actively be aware of one of their colleagues that's doing it, but it, at least two of the people that they know are almost guaranteed to be involved in some way. So it's a very private crime still, is because it's the darkest of the dark. The way it was described to me, and the reason I threw my hat in the ring, was this is the front line between good and evil. This is the darkest, most despicable, most spiritual conflict on earth. When you get past the money and the political blackmail and the power and the sexual perversion, and you get all the way down to the demonic abuse, the systematic abuse of God's most precious and innocent by those who believe that they're somehow scoring points with Satan by doing these unthinkable acts. So people keep it very quiet because to be found out, men and neighbors would rip them apart, or at least they should. And so what I mean for people to do is to find out. I mean for the lid to be blown off so that these crooks can't do this anymore in this level of secrecy and enjoy the benefits from so much top cover. The mainstream news media aren't warning us and telling us about it. When President Trump's DOJ, whenever they do round up hundreds of arrests, the mainstream news media is not celebrating it and going into detail. They're glossing over it if they cover it at all. I mean, most times they don't even cover it whatsoever. You'll just see a newspaper.
Well, the news media is the news media is the propaganda arm of the corrupt society, a corrupt elite. You know that. Our news media is all sold out. How can people help you? How can they? Organization.
Yeah, man. Well, I say pray first. And we do everything that we do through donations. So we've made Contraland a very powerful expose documentary only with donations. And we've arrested 22 predators and more to come just with people's donations. So they can donate to the org, and they can buy our merchandise, which we got some handsome T-shirts and hats and all kinds of other things, and that helps us. And it also lets people celebrate our mission and show it off and have other people start questions about, hey, handsome hat there, what do you got? What's that about? Oh, let me tell you about Vets for Child Rescue. Here's the deal. And so that's really great. We welcome that. Write your senators and congressmen. That helps. And if you know...
Well, someone will mail you a check. How can I send a check to you?
Okay, make the check out to the organization, Veterans for Child Rescue. And then send it to 7320 North La Jolla Boulevard. And I'll spell La Jolla for you. L-A-C-H-O LLA. Again, that's La Cholla Boulevard, LACHOLLA. And that is at Suite 154-302. Again, Suite 154-302, Tucson, Arizona. And the zip code is 85741. Again, 85741. So we appreciate you, and we hope God blesses you and returns that donation upon you a hundredfold.
Now, folks, if you miss that, I'll give it to you in a minute. But Elise will have it tomorrow if you want to call and get it. I'll see if she gets it. You can call Elise and get it tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or you can go to Vets and the number 4, vets4childrescue.org. vets4childrescue.org. And I'm going to do my best to get the DVDs available to you all as soon as possible on Contraland. I've just got I've seen the trailer on that. It's powerful. It'll make you angry. It'll break your heart. Does all that to you at one time. It's just things that, you know, Craig, it's hard for folks like you and I. We're not perfect people, but we're not perverted in that way. It's hard to imagine even a doctor, so-called doctor, tearing a baby apart in a womb and throwing the trash can. It's hard for us to imagine that an organization like CPS, instead of to help children, would be providing children to sexual perverts and demonic activity, and they provide them, and I know they're getting paid for it. It's hard for us to imagine those things because you and I we just can't, we're not turned that way. But it doesn't do away with the truth. It's really happening. It doesn't change a thing, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, Edmund Burke said, evil prevails when good men do nothing.
That's right.
But I looked at that, and I thought about what I'm witnessing, and I came up with my own saying that, to follow that. If evil is prevailing, yet you do nothing, how are you a good man?
Amen. Amen. I agree.
So
I totally agree.
God's given us each the duty to do a little something. I'm not saying each person has to save the day for everybody, for the entire planet, like Superman, but we're each capable of doing a little something. And if we each do a little something, we can create a tidal wave of positive change. Look, Alfred Kinsey, which you'll see in Contraland, politicked very heavily back in the 40s and 50s, doing his level worst to poison and cause a cancer in our society that said that raping children was somehow normal and good. And several generations later, we've got an epidemic of abuse. And so
yes,
if Satan can use one demented doctor's false studies to cause that much damage, I think God can use a few good-hearted patriots to create a corrective response to that and beat it back and create a better place for children now, because that's what I believe has been put on my heart to do, and I will not stop.
Well, if one child is rescued because of all the efforts we do, or one soul is saved even, it's worth more than the whole world, folks, that's for sure. Here's the address again. Vets, V-E-T-S, like a veteran. Vets for Child Rescue. Vets for Child Rescue. 7320. 7320 North La Cholla. LACHOLLA. LACHOLLA. One more time. LACHOLLA. Boulevard. Suite 154-302, Tucson, Arizona, 85741. Tucson, Arizona, 85741. If you missed that, you can call Lisa tomorrow and get it, and she'll be glad to update you on that and get the address to you. If you can do $10, if you can do $20, folks, whatever. We're talking about children here, innocent children. And these people, and how many do you say you have work with you now, Craig? How many people are volunteering their time to help you now?
Well, we got a lot of people volunteering. We've got hundreds across the country. We had thousands, but quite frankly, so many people get fired up and they volunteer, but then they don't follow through with any of the helping tasks. So our staff have pared that down to the ones that are actually busy helping us. So we've got a few hundred, I think it's 300 or 400 active volunteers now, really working, helping, doing handouts. And one thing that each people can do to help is find a district attorney in your area who genuinely want to arrest the child predators and help clean up your hometown. If they're willing to do that, please put them in touch with us, and we can run joint operations in your area and help take a lot of the predators off the streets that may be hunting your children or grandchildren. And that's a very good contribution that you can do as well. We need a good DA that's willing to prosecute, because sadly, not all of them are.
And, no doubt. Is there a phone number where people can reach somebody that they want to volunteer time or something?
Yes, sir. Let me look on. I don't have that phone number memorized off the top of my head. Okay, it's 520-210-7499. Again, 520-210-7499.
And who will answer that if they call?
That'll be one of our staffers, so they can tell them who you are, why you're calling, what you're after, and they'll help process you from there.
Folks, that's 520-210-7499. If you need to spare some time to help them find a district attorney in your area, do it. Call and ask questions how you go about it. If you have time and you feel like you should get involved, call and ask them. See what you can do. We didn't have any phone calls tonight. I know people are probably sitting back thinking this, you know, this is so powerful, it's hard to believe it's real. Folks, it's more than real. It's more than I'm sure that I know, and probably more than what Craig knows. It's so huge. To bring in $38 to $50 billion a year in child flesh being sold, that's a huge thing to try to contemplate. Anywhere from $30 up to $100,000 per child, folks, that's a lot of children being sacrificed. And Craig Sawyer, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing. I want to thank you for being with us tonight, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. It was a privilege, and I enjoyed the chat as well. It's always a pleasure to announce to the people what's going on, empower them. So thank you for your part as well.
We'll be in touch again, I promise, and God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon. And folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with the guest, Matt Walsh. He wrote an article I think you want to hear about called The Cowardly Church. Oh, yeah. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.